This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I've been in business, I've been doing morning radio around the country since October of 1988. And over the course of those years, I've had the opportunity to do all kinds of things. I've actually been on the radio since I was 17, going back to 1965, believe it or not. Done all kinds of things. I was a disc jockey for the first 9 or 10 years of my career, and then I started doing talk in 1974. And I hope this doesn't come across the wrong way. I've been actually doing talk, I think, longer than anybody else in the country.
And that's impressive.
Resistive. Yeah, well, I'm not telling you the story because I want to impress you. I just want to tell you the story of many of the people who have graced the microphones with me over the years. I've had some very interesting ladies that have been on the air with me off and on over the years. The woman who served longest with me and somebody with whom I am very close is Jennifer Horn. Jennifer will not be on the program anymore other than to grace us with her presence when either I'm not able to be here or Jay's not able to be here, and she'll do the countdown with us at the end of the week. Jennifer does mornings now on KRLA in Los Angeles. She has gotten up at 2 o'clock in the morning for 16 years, and then she, for the last, I think, 7 or 8, has gone to KRLA right from this program to do that program. She and her father run a broadcasting business in Los Angeles, so she goes to that after that. And frankly, she's exhausted, and it's become apparent that not that she I don't know, but the conversation was, do I or don't I or should I or shouldn't I? And so I've had to make some adjustments on this program for any number of reasons that will become apparent as things unfold over the next few weeks. But Jennifer, who was on this program for over 16 years, will not participate any longer in it, and neither will Victoria Keeling. Victoria is going to do something else. The reality is, I can tell you all kinds of stories. I have spent the weekend talking to all of the ladies, Jay and Jennifer and Victoria, to bring them around to understanding the adjustments that I've had to make in the program to move on. It had nothing to do with either of them. For Jennifer, it's more, I think she needs to, she would do almost, she, all of the ladies, as it appears, would do anything for me and for the program, and I love them for that. The recent award that we won at the Gracies, something that was very impactful for all of us, and the idea of all being together for a couple of days in Los Angeles was a great cap to the years that I've done the program the way that it was done. But frankly, it just isn't practical anymore for me to be able to do the program. I appreciate the loyal employees. They aren't really employees. They are my friends.
Family.
They're my family. Victoria and I were back and forth yesterday several times, and I was actually more emotional about it than she was, because there are... good people in broadcasting can find their way, even though there aren't as many good jobs as there used to be. There aren't as many good people as there used to be, frankly. I remember Jay, your father can probably tell you this. Jay's father is Mike McVeigh, who is the consultant for this program, and he and I have become great friends over the last few years. We've known each other for a long time, but actually getting to work with each other has been eye-opening and ear-opening for both of us. And so as we've come upon the reality of having to make some of these changes, it doesn't mean that I feel good about it. I'm committed to the future of this program
as long and as far as I can get it to sort of be one of the things that holds my life together. But the economic realities of today and the support for radio programs like this, for which actually there isn't any other program. I'm the only guy around who still has a production company that's producing independent programs. I don't have any support from any church, from any big advertiser, from any big company. I'm on my own. And so that's been good, but it also has with it its drawbacks. So for those of you who will miss hearing or wonder out loud, as I said, there are some other changes that will be folded in over the next few weeks. I'll tell you about them as they're happening, and stations will get notification of it. But it's so obvious that Jennifer and Victoria are not here that I needed to tell you why or what was going on. So for the years of their loyalty, it's tough. So anyway, that's
it hurts advice. Because the love was there. The love was shared.
Yep. All right, so let's move into the monkeypox department, shall we?
Oh, that's a transition.
Yeah. I'm good at transitions, if nothing else. The public health risk could become high if the virus exploits the opportunity to establish itself as a human pathogen, spreads to groups at higher risk of several diseases, such as young children and immunosuppressed persons. In other words, people who had been vulnerable for COVID, because you have a weakened immune system, you're vulnerable to anything and everything. So later on in this hour, I'm going to ask Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with the program, what it is that you should know about this monkeypox thing. Yes, it's an infectious disease. Yes, it's usually mild. Yes, it's in parts of Africa. Yes, it's spread by close contact. Yes, it can be easily contained. People who isolate use better hygiene, that sort of thing. In Africa and the areas where this came from, there is no hygiene. There is no. I've told you the story on the air any number of times about my visit to Nairobi, Kenya, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, when I went to a camp of 20,000 people who lived in an area of Addis Ababa that was about as horrific as anything you could ever imagine. The temperatures daily are 100, 110, and they cool their feet by putting their feet in the urine that runs down the street. That's what it's like in these places. There's no hygiene whatsoever. They don't take baths. They don't take showers. They don't have water. They just have enough water to drink, basically. You cannot imagine, no matter how horrific life may be for some people in our country, in some of the ghettos, some of the big cities, homeless people, that kind of stuff, who defecate on the street. We have those problems, yes. But there's nothing that I've ever seen in my life. Never have I seen anything that was like that I've experienced and just explained to you. You can't imagine. So that's sort of, you understand those living conditions, that's how this disease gets spread around.
Well, no, it's monkeypox is more from, it can be the liquid or if there's an opened wound or something.
Yeah,
that
right.
They contaminate a bit. The whole transmission of animals to humans are from when a primate or rodent bite or scratch a human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gets all into that. Right.
That's because there's no hygiene. Is the stuff they're living among rats. But the number of cases seems to be growing here, and that might be a concern. Four more monkeypox cases detected, one in Colorado, being looked at as a close contact of another infected person. Another close contact found in California with someone who had been around an infected patient for 3 days. There are 14 people in 8 states. 24 countries around the globe have seen these cases. The first case of monkeypox was detected on May 17th here in Massachusetts. This guy tested positive. He was in Canada, but he'd been close in Canada with somebody who'd been in Africa. So, again, understanding, I'll ask Jack. We'll get some more clarification.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, after COVID, where else can we go? Oh, monkeypox. That's where we're going.
Yeah, yep, right. It just is, I don't know, it's appalling. Queen Elizabeth, 1953, she was coronated. I can remember watching it. Shall I admit to that?
No, I want to hear more about it. Yeah, I remember watching the first big thing I watched on TV with the royals and all of that was Kate and William's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge ordeal, and it was exciting.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of. I look back at that old Stromberg Carlson television set that I talk about that had a 10-inch television screen with a magnifying glass on it. And the old radio and TV, I mean, the radio and the phonograph was part of this thing. It was the only electric, only radio in the house. And then when I started working, the first job I ever had was to sweep out school buses on the farm, got 50 cents a bus. I saved my money and bought a General Electric radio that I put by my bed when I was, I think 7 or 8 years old. But I bought it myself. This is the second radio in the house. And it was really kind of cool listening, but watching the television. I think one of the first things I did see was the Queen's coronation. So her dress is going on display after 70 years on the throne. She wore it on the day of her coronation. This gets back to when we were talking at the Gracie's about renting dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And cleaning them up and keeping them clean. So this reminded me of that conversation. This was created from satin and has lots of lattice. Did you look at it? Have you seen the pictures of it?
Oh, it's stunning. It's stunning. And I love how the designer of the dress even included something that Her Majesty did not even know existed at the time on this dress, but a little extra four-leaf shamrock on the side of the skirt. And it was positioned that where her hand fell, it would actually rest on that four-leaf clover shamrock during the ceremony. And she became queen in February 1952 when her father passed, but the coronation wasn't until over June a year 7th. Later because of all of, you know, everything that had to be planned. And
So that'll be something big on the mind of the royals this week, the 70th anniversary of her coronation. It's 18 after. I'm Doug Steffen.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Comments, thoughts, what's going on? Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 23 after the hour or so. We've been asking various questions to get your input on. Thanks to those of you who, for example, answered our question about whether it's appropriate to confront a government official on their personal time. That is, at home, while eating at a restaurant. Didn't this come about because of Ted Cruz, getting accosted at a restaurant? Don't I remember that from
Cruz
last
has
week?
Been, Abbott was recently, I forget which politician was female. She was in the ladies' restroom, at a public restroom, and somebody came for her. Pretty much the majority of people say absolutely not. I shouldn't say majority. Everybody was like, no, that's just not appropriate. Jeff Walensky said certainly not on their personal time and definitely not when they're with their families. I think that's, yeah, don't disagree there. Tim Palmer said absolutely not. At Kimber Wilkes on Twitter said of course not, and also makes the valid point that if they're not on the clock, what will assaulting them with words actually accomplish? That makes a lot of sense, because at a certain point, it's just falling on deaf ears. Well, things have fallen on deaf ears anyway.
But
when somebody's specifically on their personal time, there's a wall up. There's a strong wall up. You're not getting through that.
I wonder, though, about what you expect when you run for office like this and you're visible, you're inviting that sort of altercation or interception or interdiction or whatever it is, what it is. I appreciate the comments that these folks have made and some of the other folks who made these comments. But when it becomes clear that these people who are in office are not there because they're serving you, but they're serving themselves, I think that they open themselves up for criticism and comments, certainly not physical. But Ted Cruz, for example, who was very visible at the NRA convention over the weekend, it is apparent looking at his campaign treasure chest, that he is the top recipient of pro-gun money. John Cornyn also represents the state of Texas, where this gunman killed the 19 children last week. They get more pro-gun donations than anybody else. And Cruz, I think, was criticized for some of the things that he said. I'm not a fan of Ted Cruz. It has nothing to do with any of this stuff. I just think that he's a bonehead. I don't think he serves. I think he may serve at the pleasure of the people in Texas. That's great. I wouldn't vote for him if I were there. It's always about him. You know what I mean? It's just kind of his whole demeanor. It reeks of self-serving politics. I don't know. He just annoying.
But also, and just go on the opposite side. I feel like anybody who is a public figure, politician, a professional athlete, an entertainer, a musician, anything like that, that's their job. That's their career. That's not their day to their every hour, every waking hour that they're doing their job. They're human beings as well, and we should all be respected and treated as such, especially in our personal time. Leave people alone. It doesn't matter what they do for a living. If you have something to say, choose the right time or send letters. Write your local politicians.
There you go. All right, Jay, thank you. 28 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A verdict is expected as early as today in the case brought by special counsel against Michael Sussman, a lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. The case is John Durham's first to go to trial since he was appointed 3 years ago to find out the dirty players in the Trump-Russia investigation. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced European Union leaders agreed Monday to block most Russian oil imports due to the invasion of Ukraine. The 27 EU member countries effectively will cut around 90% of oil imports from Russia by the end of the year. Canada's government introduced legislation Monday to implement a national freeze on the sale and purchase of handguns and also ban some toys that look like guns. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters the new measures were needed as gun violence was increasing. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Primary early voting is taking place today in South Carolina under new voting laws in the Palmetto State. Republican representative from South Carolina Nancy Mace on Fox News talks about the needs of South Carolinians.
And it means that Republicans need to show independence that our message and our policies and our values are what are going to lead our country out of the mess that Joe Biden has created, because he has been on the wrong side of every single issue. And today marks the first day we have a new law, new voting laws in the state of South Carolina that Governor Henry McMaster signed into law. And you can vote early for the over the course of the next 2 weeks. And I will tell you, South Carolinian families are worried about inflation. They're worried about the price of groceries and food when they go to the store. They're worried about gas prices, and they're worried about the southern border.
With the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, officials are considering knocking the school to the ground and rebuilding it.
Texas Democratic State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, says federal funds may be provided to raise and rebuild the elementary school where 19 children and 2 teachers were killed in a mass shooting. Gutierrez saying President Biden suggested the idea of using federal grants to build a new school and pay for the long-term health care needs of the community. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing is in Madison, Illinois this weekend. Madison is a suburb of St. Louis. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four at the hour now. This is the continuation of today's conversation. Lots of love where we can add it. Lots of thought where we can add it. A little bit of power behind our words and behind. You have plenty of power behind your thoughts and opinions, and hopefully you are backing up those thoughts and opinions with some facts. It's hard to find them. It's hard to find these facts. Today is a rocky, emotional day for me. I've shared some of my thoughts, some of the realities of what's going on this moment, and so we leave it to the universe, trust in the universe, and I think that all will eventually be well. That's my wish and hope. Jay Kirshner is here with me as we move into what's going on in Ukraine. I noticed that the European Union leaders have now agreed to a ban of 90% of Russian oil by the end of the year. So this is misleading, because I think I thought anyway, that Russian oil had been, that was it. nobody was using it. And so now we're banning 90% of it instead of all of it. There are other places to get oil. We are seeing what's going on because the Russians are not in the marketplace, if you will. So the prices have gone up substantially. And under the circumstances, you can point a finger at Ukraine. You can point a finger at the Russians for sure. We can point a finger at the oil companies because they're gouging you, taking mm-hmm. advantage of the situation, which is wholly un-American. People say, well, they're in business to make money. Yeah, they are. But do you have a conscience? Is there no conscience to big business? I feel oftentimes that that is the case, that there isn't any conscience. And it seems to me anybody who's an inspiring leader, I don't look at Jeff Bezos as somebody with a conscience or an inspiring leader. I look at Mark Cuban and see somebody who's an inspiring leader and somebody who has a conscience. Very different operations, very different people, it seems. And so anyway, I'm looking at the reality here, the agreement to embargo most Russian oil. Again, we thought it was going on now, but this...
Yeah, I thought it was already a done deal. Right. But did the EU, did they say why they're not fully banning it? It's just a partial ban?
I didn't see anything. The council president, a guy named Charles Michel, said the agreement covers more than two-thirds of oil imports from Russia. The executive branch of the EU said the move is punitive. It'll cut 90% of oil imports from Russia to the EU by the end of the year. This is $9 billion worth of oil. That money, by the way, from the collective members of the EU is going to help the Ukrainians. There also are more sanctions, supposedly, more asset freezes, more travel bans. The biggest bank in Russia is excluded from the global system of financial transfer, so no longer could you wire money, let's say. You know how you wire money internationally? Have you ever done that,
mm-hmm.
Jay?
Oh, yeah, so for sure. Or you can, like, back in the day, you'd go get traveler's checks if you were going to be traveling overseas.
Yeah, right. The European Union leaders all said in a joint statement, we want to stop Russia's war machine more than ever. It's important to show that we can be strong together. So these are basically NATO members who are sending a lot of aid to the Ukrainians, even though Ukraine doesn't belong to NATO. Why it isn't in there now, I don't know. Who knows? And I'm looking at some of the social media commentary to these moves. A guy named Max said, there's a reason this measure has been delayed. This is what I was looking for. The EU bureaucracies are hoping for a ceasefire deal before the end of the year, and the EU countries can then resume oil purchases from Russia at previously agreed prices. See, that's the thing. The prices are, we all know. We're all paying it here.
I can't help but wonder. I know that the Russian people, most of them don't want any of this. They don't want any of this happening. Other people, they're being fed lies and misinformation, and Russia is very controlled in how they let news and media and how they're being portrayed. But at what point is there going to be that uprising, I think, that a lot of us are waiting for in Russia? Where is that revolt from the community and the Russian people?
The Eurovision contest was held. This is kind of like we've got all of America's greatest talent, and we've got we have how many of these dancing and singing shows? They're everywhere, on every night, everywhere, all over the country. Well, they have the Eurovision. It's the same sort of thing, Eurovision contests. And
but that's
the winners,
like worldwide. The best of the best across planet Earth.
So the most recent winners, the Kalush Orchestra, which won Eurovision, they're from Ukraine. They sold off their trophy that they got for winning Eurovision for $900,000, and they're using the money to buy drones for the Ukrainian armed forces.
Isn't that fantastic? They auctioned this on Facebook, and it was a cryptocurrency exchange, Whitebit, who purchased the trophy. They are now the rightful owners of the trophy. And, yeah, I mean, look at, well, and think about this, too. So men between the ages of, 18 and 60, that's what it is. Men between the ages of 18 and 60 were not permitted to leave Ukraine in case they were needed to fight. So they had to get a special exception to be able to even continue competing in Eurovision. Right, and they came out and won.
Mm-hmm. So they're using these drones where we're trying to come up with Ukrainians said over the weekend that they're running out of weaponry, and they were more or less begging the Americans to come up with some more help. Please help us some more. I thought we'd already put up, did we vote a $40 billion package?
Yeah, wasn't it a really large amount? And that just goes to show how lucrative the business of war is.
Yep. Military-industrial complex. And because of that, and because of what we were talking about with regard to the price of oil, there are a lot of signs that there's a major shift in the economic narrative. More evidence that things are changing and the war is the cause. Inflation is caused by the war. You know, there was moderate inflation before anyway, but that's that's common. Things go up and down and sideways. But the economy that we're living in right now is so strong, but the demands that were met, now the supply chain is breaking down because we can't get, you know, we knew after the pandemic, couldn't get things like chips. So you couldn't buy new cars. You couldn't, you know, there were a lot of things that you couldn't get. You couldn't buy utilities, washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, things like that. And then other things, that water heaters, all kinds of stuff. There was strong demand and not a lot of supply. And that's another cause for inflation. Now, the growth is cooling off. The supply chains seem to be fulfilling the needs. So what will happen to things like the automobile business, which has been red hot, the new home business, or just real estate in general? It's been unbelievably hot. The growth last month was 1.1%. So on an annualized basis, almost 13% inflation. And if it keeps up this way for the next through the end of the year. The economy grew at 0.3%. So the inflation rate is four times what the economy is basically supporting, if you will. And that always cools off economic growth. And then there's
inflation. Minimum wage will always remain the same.
Yeah, that's a frustration as well. Yep, it really is. The emerging economic trends, according to the Global Standard and Poor's overview of what's going on around the world, I have a lot more faith in S&P than I do in the Dow Jones. It's just my own preference that I see in terms of the reality of the information. But their composite index for 4 months shows that the growth is slowing down by as much as 50% over the previous month. Wow. Woo! That's not going to be good. That's, you know, people don't seem to be showing. There's so much travel, people coming back even now from their Memorial Day weekend, but they're, you know, the amount of charges for what it costs to buy fuel or what it costs to rent a motel room. I'm going, last couple of weeks, I've been traveling to different places in Vermont, picking up cows for my farm, and places I've stayed before for $119, $200, two and a quarter. A place up in Middlebury, Vermont, $300 for one night in Vermont. It's crazy. And this is the kind of stuff. So does that mean consumer spending will cool down? Yeah, because we won't have, you know, you'll tap out your credit cards, and then that will really change the economic forecast.
Well, but also I kind of feel like with what happened in 2020 and everything shutting down, I know a lot of people lost their jobs, but for the people who did not lose their income, they weren't spending as much. So after everything started opening up again and travel was opening up, people were spending more money than they normally did because they had that excess of funds. You're not going to have that.
Listener Shane says, unfortunately, that's not how inflation works. What you're asking for is deflation. It isn't happening anytime soon. Inflation only means that prices will go up at a higher rate than the usual rate. Normal accepted inflation is about 2 to 3%. I think that's true, right? On an annualized basis, at least in our lifetime, it's been a couple of points a year. And people have cost of living rate wage increases that are sort of like that, cut from the same cloth. So anyway, it's something else that ties into the whole, the daily picture, if you will. Speaking of the daily picture, we have our download. The podcasts are available every day of our conversations. One of the download conversations I had with John Harper, my friend down at WMEL in Florida. The shooting certainly has been a part of all of this conversation. And I think the comment was made, parents shouldn't have to bury their children. Yep. Steven Tyler checking into rehab, part of a recent podcast that we have. Coldplay's new tour. Kate Moss testifying in Johnny Depp's trial. Did you see he went overseas he was performing with some group over the weekend?
Yeah, Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially all the stuff for his trial is over. Now deliberations they start today. The jury starts figuring things out today.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, anyway, you can follow all kinds of things at djvshow.com that we're discussing. I get it there or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 48 past the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
One of the other classics in the podcast was our discussion of California being invaded by those jumping worms. That's a classic, plus the discussion of Pete Davidson. So whatever is going on, that's what we're talking about. So catch up and stay tuned in. DJV download at djvshow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell now, as we have lots of questions this time of year. People want to know how to take better care of their health, their well-being. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. He and his wife have a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. I find him to be a fabulous friend. I visit with him. I only got there once this year. Usually I get there twice, sometimes three times a year. I only got there once, so I'm really out of adjustment, out of whack, if you will.
Yes, so.
All right, so the question comes from listeners about sunscreen and whether it's important. We've been discussing how genetics plays an important role in cancer prevention. What do you do? What does Mary do? What do your children do when it comes to being out in the sun? Do you have protection? Do you think we need protection? What do you think?
Well, some people with very light complexions do, but there's two things you need to understand. Number one, the sun does not cause cancer. There are billions of people on this planet in the day, all day long, in the sun, who are not getting skin cancer. The sun can irritate the skin so that underlying factors in the body, such as malnutrition and dietary choices, can certainly be triggered and cause some melanoma and skin cancers. But it's not that the sun that's causing it. The underlying cause is deep inside our own physiology. Now, what? I have an employee, red hair, white skin,
right?
Just very, very white skin. If she does not put on something, she's going to burn like toast. So the thing that I recommend is try to get, if you're going to use some SPF, if you're going to use some kind of sun blocker or whatever else, try to stay away from the stuff that's got squalene in it. That's very toxic to the human. Well, it's an extract from sharks. But it's
really?
The way it's processed, squalene oil, But then there's other, there's other kinds of squaling as well.
I can remember shelling, selling shark fin powder or something.
Yeah.
I remember an advertiser, the claim was that shark fins or the grindings were really good for you, and I can't remember anymore. This was a long time ago. But now you just made me think about that.
Well, it was marketed for a lot of different things, for ED, for memory, for, you know, for libido, a bunch of other things. But it's kind of fallen off by the wayside because it just didn't work very well.
Huh. Well,
but any time you take something from nature and you just process the living life out of it, you end up with something that's kind of toxic. So you want to, if you're going to put on SPF, sun protection factor, you know, it's just sun blocker.
Yep.
It depends on your own ability to handle ultraviolet. The ultraviolet, you know, it's infrared from the sun where you feel the warmth, but it's the ultraviolet. You don't feel that really until after it's burned you enough. You don't feel the effect of it until after you're burned. And that's the thing that's really causing problems to the skin. And if you have a history of skin problems and you're going to be out in the sun, then obviously you got to put something on you. And I always recommend stay away from anything that's got squalene in the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in a lot of the sunblocker products.
So what do you have? You represent Standard Process. They have lots of things. Is there something in terms of what you ingest or oil that they have that you can protect yourself from the problem, like SPF does? I never use SPF.
Yeah, if you're
all the time.
No, because your skin is tuned to the sun. Mm-hmm. And you're like me. I can go out and get burned one day, and the next morning when I wake up, it's brown. And that's the way I like it. And by burned, I mean just a gentle, nothing that keeps me up all night in pain.
No.
I can't remember the last time I was burned that bad. But
I don't know. Every once in a while, the back of my neck, you know, on the farm, I'm out sometimes 8 hours a day, and I just use regular cream on my face. People say, why is your face like leather? You're out in the sun all the time.
Because you take care of yourself. And you use a lot of SP products. Now, there is a product from Standard Process called Dermatrophin PMG.
Yep.
And it helps to preserve the integrity of the skin. And so during the summer months, I always recommend people who are going to be in the sunlight a lot might want to use some of that.
I think it's you've got to do a little exploring. You have to ask questions. The things that are advertised heavily, I'm always suspicious of, even though I'm in the advertising business. You know, all of the things that you see, especially with the drug companies behind some of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, okay, SPF, make sure it's 40 or 70 or 30 or whatever it is. Everybody's different, though. The chemical makeup of all of our bodies is different, so you got to continue.
Well, you find the one that works for you.
Exactly, right. Dr. Jack Stockwell here at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.